Only Hoosiers earning up to 100% of the federal poverty level, about $24,000 for a family of four, are eligible for the current Healthy Indiana plan. That leaves more than 300,000 without affordable health insurance coverage. HIP 2.0 would expand that up to 138% of the poverty level, about $33,000 a year. A mandatory public comment period for the proposed plan ends Saturday, and the state will submit its request for approval to the federal government by the end of June. FSSA Secretary Deborah Minot says her agency is moving forward on the assumption the feds will approve the plan.
We recognize that we're getting started ahead of the game, but if we wait until we know definitively what everything is, we will definitely not have enough time.
Minot says preparations are purposefully flexible in case the federal government makes changes to Indiana's proposal or rejects the plan entirely.
You know, some of this work that we're doing will actually help us even manage the existing program more efficiently than it's done today. So it's really a win-win.
Minot says the state is aiming to roll out HIP 2.0, if approved, by April 2015. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.